turn today is going to be called Equipment Stack. No. What's equipment? Well, equipment is spelled E-Q-U-I-P-M-E-N-T. That's equipment. And that means the things, right? And staff, S-T-A-F-F. Now, staff is interesting because it's the people that do whatever it may be that you want them to do. Now, so that's the group of people. And the equipment staff are the group of people that are responsible for all the things that you need on the set. Now, it's important that these people get whatever you want as a director to put in the movie itself, okay? So the equipment staff is very important. And with any type of staff, if you're the person in control, the person who's in charge, the producer, the director, etc., your job is to really make sure that the staff is taken care of. So keep them happy, okay? Give them food. Make sure that what you promised them is there at the right times, okay? So the equipment staff is very important. Anyway, coming up, American slang. Hey, 大家好. Thanks a bunch for watching American Slam. Okay, I'm Dre. 好了，刚才我在打招呼表示谢谢的时候，有一个美国俚语，听出来了吗？ 我说的是什么？ 好，别着急，待会儿我们下面会讲到。 那么来，我们今天呢继续看影片叫 Say It Isn't So， 好吗？ 一起看片段。
Excuse me, sir. Hi, a friend of mine has a salon here in town. Her name is Jo Wingfield. I don't suppose you...
Oh, yeah. She works at Beaver Cuts. You just take a left on Main. You go down about three blocks on the right. And, in fact, I just went by there on my lunch break and I saw Jo in the window.
Oh, great. Great. Okay, thanks a bunch.
Sure. Yeah. Say Jo for me.
Oh, I will for sure.
好，首先我们记录美国俚语，来看这个句子叫 Thanks a bunch.
Oh, great. Great, okay, thanks a bunch.
Okay, thanks a bunch is another way of saying thanks a lot. So here, a bunch means a lot. 来看这个短语, thank you, 李总, thanks 表示感谢的意思, 那么如果说 a bunch, 它的意思就表示多谢了, 所以这个 a bunch, 它的意思就表示很多很多, 就 a lot, 好吗? Thanks a bunch means thanks a lot. 好,来看这个词, 这个 a bunch, 怎么来利用它? 好,我们来看第一个句子, 把这个段用出来, I thanked my parents a bunch after they gave me a present for my birthday. 这个句子的意思是, 我过生日,父母送了我礼物, present, 于是我跟父母说,多谢了, 叫 I thanked somebody a bunch. 我们来看第二个例句, 这个周末, 一年一度的那个 marathon, 马拉松就要在北京隆重的举行了, 不知为什么，领导偏偏要让我去，同时也凑热闹，可能他们觉得我干什么都像个样子。不过我可坚决不能去。为什么？听下面这个句子。 Hey, there were a bunch of reasons why I couldn't go to marathon on the weekend, but I can't tell you. 好来，这个句子的意思是有成千上万的理由。 告诉你我去不了在这个周末。好，来看这个量语，量词叫 bunch， 我们用出来，因为它的意思是 a lot。 那么你来看这个短语叫很多理由，我们的句子里面用的是 a bunch of reasons， 你也可以说 a lot of reasons。
Hi, a friend of mine has a salon here in town. Her name is Jo Wingfield. I don't suppose you...
Oh, yeah. She works at Beaver Cuts. You just take a left on Main. You go down about three blocks on the right. And, in fact, I just went by there on my lunch break and I saw Jo in the window.
Oh, great. Great. Okay, thanks a bunch.
Sure. Yeah. Say hi to Jo for me.
Oh, I will for sure.
Billy 在路上撞到的那个家伙，他叫 Dig，哎，就是他，他就是他来告诉我们的 Billy 怎么说 ，Joe 还记得 Joe 吗？就是那个女主角，就是那个理发师漂亮的那个姑娘，说 Joe 要嫁的那个家伙很差劲，很糟糕，那么这个片段就围绕这个地方展开了，一起来看。
Settle down, El Paso.
Here you go, Benji. Now remember, you promised not to smoke those till you're 12.
All right. Right on.
You want to tell me what's going on?
He's an evil dude. He is one evil dude.
Who is?
Mitchelson!
Jack?
He's the smartest cat this town has ever seen, baby.
What's that you said?
Oh, that was just show business, man. You got to toe the line for John Q. Public. This town's got elephant ears, baby.
Man, I'm crying shame. You can't trust anybody anymore. Come on, El Paso. Slide over to my place.
That was just show business.
What's that you said?
Oh, that was just show business, man.
Show business. 在这个地方是个名词短语，这个短语的意思是表示做样子看，做样子给别人看叫 show business。 好，我们来看第一个例句。 The manager seemed full of confidence to the other executives, but that was just to show business. 这句话的意思是那个经理在别的同事面前显得非常的自信 confidence， 但是我告诉你，他只是。 装模作样罢了，他的内心 no confident。好，那么来看这个句子，我们再说一遍，他只是做做样子，显得很自信，实际上可能不是这样。这个句子叫 The manager seemed 看起来怎么样 ？Full of confidence， 满怀自信，怎么样？跟谁？对谁自信 ？To the other executives， 对其他的领导和头。But 但是，只有我们知道 ，But that was just show business。 第二个例句，其实那个句子叫 Hey, it was just show business when the man tried to attract women by wearing expensive suits. 这个句子的意思是 Hey, 那个男的你看到了吗？他总是穿一些很高档的衣服去企图吸引别的异性。但是我告诉你，他是装模作样罢了。那么来看这个句子，我们再说一遍，他只是装模作样，叫 It was just show business. 做给别人看的，表演者 show 对吗？他只是在去秀自己 show。 我们后面说 when the man tried to 就吸引别人 attract women 通过什么方法叫 by wearing expensive suits.
This town's got elephant ears, baby.
Damn, crying shame. You can't trust anybody anymore. Come on, El Paso, slide over to my place.
好，我们再来看第二个原点，是这个短语叫 slide over to my place。
Come on, El Paso. Slide over my place.
要给你的这个单词叫 slide. Okay, together, slide. Very good, slide. So, to slide is a very informal way of saying travel or to go somewhere. 这个短语的意思很有用. Slide是滑的意思，滑一下. 那么它的实际意思是表示你去旅行，你去哪个地方，你要走动，对不对？ 只不过它想表示你走得很危险，很潇洒，那么叫 slide。 所以它的意思是表示去什么地方或者去玩，去哪个地方玩，我们叫 slide。 好，那么刚才这个题目里面的 slide over 就表示 come over 来我家就可以。来看例句，第一个，挺好，今天周末怎么过？好，我有一个想法，听一听怎么样？ How about this? We had dinner at home first. 第一道菜，第一个节目是在家吃顿饭，吃饭叫 we had dinner 在家 at home first， 然后呢？ Then we wanted to slide into town. Town 是城里， 然后我们就要去城里面，去市中心干什么？我们就 slide into， 我们要去那个地方叫 for some more drinks， 去喝它几杯。好了，那么你看这个词，我用的是 slide into， 你当然也可以说 go into， 不过 slide 更加的亲切和随便。这个句子我们从头再说一遍好吗？第一个，在家吃饭。 然后进城去喝几杯， 这个句子叫 We had dinner at home first. Then we wanted to slide into the town for some drinks. 好，我们来看第二个例句，听好。 I had spent enough time in one place and decided it was time to slide and go somewhere different. 这句话的意思是 我已经在一个地方，我已经在北京待了很长时间，足够了。 Spend enough time in one place. 那么怎么样？我决定我想走开，去另外一个地方尝尝口味，去另外一个地方待一待。那么这个句子就是 decided. 我决定 it was time. 时间已经到了，干什么的时间 ？To slide. 老师，我要去走开了 and go somewhere different. 好，这个句子我们从头再说一遍 slide 是表示走，对不对？ 老师，travel 或者去什么地方， 那么这个句子叫 I have spent enough time in one place and decided it was time to slide and go somewhere different.
Remember, you promised not to smoke those till you're 12. All right. Right on.
You want to tell me what's going on?
He's an evil dude. He is one evil dude.
Who is?
Mitchelson!
Jack?
He's the smartest cat this town has ever seen, baby.
I thought you said...
Oh, that was just show business, man. You got to toe the line for John Q. Public. This town's got elephant ears, baby. Man, I'm crying shame. You can't trust anybody anymore. Come on, El Paso. Slide over to my place.
眼看这个单元又要结束了，很累，对不对？ 但是你要hang in there, 刚教过你，你要坚持住，我们马上就要结束，我们先quick review时间。 那么第一个词我讲得快一点, 第一个词是美国绿语，我们讲表示 thanks a lot. You can say thanks a bunch. Very good. 表示a bunch means a lot. 接下去我们学了一个短语是表示 hey, 你不要装模作样。 你要装模作样给别人看，那个短语叫名词叫 show business， 记住了，就 show business， 它是装的 ，it's just show business。 好，接下去最后一个点是表示一个滑的感觉叫 slide， 表示你去一个地方玩，或者你去一个地方叫 slide。 我今晚要进城，叫 slide into the town， 对不对 ？into 就 go into town， 今晚 tonight。 好了，别走开，马上是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Scene. I'm Alfred, and today we're talking about the last song in the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. Now, it's the finale, and a finale is the last big production. The last dance in a dance show is the finale. The last song in a movie is the finale. It just means the last one, the final one. So this is the final song. Jack's okay and he's back. So Jack was very sad and he left the town of Halloween, but he's come back and everybody's happy and singing, and so this is their celebration that Jack is back. Oh yeah! Oh yeah doesn't have any meaning. It just means when you're excited, you say, oh yeah. So they're excited that Jack is back. He's all right. He's healthy. He's happy. He's back with us. They were very worried about him. But he's all right. He's safe. Let's shout. Make a fuss. To make a fuss means to make a lot of attention around somebody. So if somebody's just come back to you, oh, I'm so happy you're back, and we'll give you lots of presents, and we'll give you lots of food, and that's making a fuss. Or making a big celebration, that's a fuss. So they're so happy Jack is back, they say, let's make a fuss. Scream it out. Whee! Again, that's just something you do when you're happy. Whee! They're so excited, they just have to scream. Jack is back now. Everyone sing in the town of Halloween. So everything's back to normal. Their favorite guy, Jack, is back in his town. So let's listen to it again, and I'll see you next time on Action English. Bye-bye.
It's great to be home! Merry Christmas!
What's this?
What's this?
A happy Santa Claus.
What's this?
Why, that's completely new. What's this? A big Christmas bag.
It's really very strange.